Welcome to Everything Ethical, your latest news and views from King & Shackson Asset Management, for professional clients only. Equity markets, with the exception of the UK, took a leap forward in February, with growth equities leading the way. A blowout set of results from Nvidia propelled their stock to fresh highs, with many of the so-called Magnificent Seven joining in on the advance. However, as we saw in the latter stages of 2023, the rally was broader, with US small caps keeping a pace with their larger counterparts, something we've witnessed on few occasions over the last couple of years. Meanwhile, after lagging in January, emerging market equities bounced back strongly.
The AI-fueled equity rally has some comparing it to the late 1990s, or the dot-com bubble, for which those that are too young to remember soon ended in a market crash. On one hand, the rally isn't built on blind optimism, given the future earnings expectations for many of these stocks. On the other, these high expectations need to be met, which opens them up to the risk of declines, which can swing dramatically in a crowded trade. We are wary of the equity market rally that in some areas is flagging as overbought, particularly when you look at the euphoria around risky crypto assets.
The equity market rally has come about despite bond yields consolidating higher. If this move unfolded 6 months ago, you would have likely seen more volatility and declines than we have this time round. The reason being is that the market is coming to terms with the fact that the next move in interest rates is lower, albeit further down the road than many priced in only a couple of months ago. The rhetoric from central banks, notably the Federal Reserve, is interest rate cuts are not immediately forthcoming, given the economy continues to tick along.
When it comes to the fixed income positioning, portfolios remain at the shorter end of the curve. This reflects our belief that the back and forth on interest rate expectations will lead to some volatility in the near term, although we're happy to add to duration slightly when we see periods of weakness. On top of this, risks to the interest rate outlook do remain, including potential spending giveaways from governments in an important election year, notably in the UK and in the US, and geopolitics leading to higher defence spending, all at the same time that debt supply and government deficits are under scrutiny. With the war in Ukraine rumbling on and the potential for Trump to reduce support for the conflict, this is a particular problem for Europe whose doorstep the war is on.
With a host of companies reporting in February, the news flow has been relentless. Core Solar Holdings shed some more positive light, pardon the pun, on the sector after facing a number of headwinds in 2023. Enphase Energy expects an increase in demand for their batteries and microinverters through 2024, with Europe showing signs of recovery and certain US states are expected to bounce back, whilst First Solar also expects resilient demand in the year ahead. From a fund perspective, the standout performer in the month was Robeco Sam Smart Energy, which rose over 8.5%, bouncing back from January's declines, with semiconductors being a notable subsector which continues to perform well.
Elsewhere, February also saw a number of positive headlines within the healthcare sector, an area we increased exposure to at the last rebalance. Portfolio holding Zealand Pharma saw their share price rise over 40% in February alone, following a groundbreaking mid-stage trial result for their weight loss drug. The investment case for increased healthcare exposure at the time was compelling, and it remains so, and we are beginning to see biotech come back into favour this year.
We mentioned Zealand Pharma in the market commentary, and Zealand Pharma is today's stock pick. Zealand Pharma is a biotech company seeking to change lives by focusing on the development of next-generation peptide-based medicines. Peptides are smaller versions of proteins. They may provide pro-aging support, anti-inflammatory or muscle-building properties. Recent successes have been around their GLP-1 medicines, used to treat type 2 diabetes. They mimic the action of a hormone called GLP-1, with the medicine helping the body to make more insulin when needed, reduce the amount of sugar that the liver makes, sometimes reducing appetite, and also slowing down the digestion of food.
So why is that important? According to the World Health Organization, the number of people with diabetes rose from 108 million in 1980 to 422 million today. Prevalence has been rising more rapidly in low and middle income countries than in high income countries. More than 95% of people with diabetes have type 2. Until recently, this type of diabetes was only seen in adults, but it is now also occurring increasingly frequently in children. Jones Food Company have opened a new vertical farm in Gloucestershire, hailed to be one of the UK's most technically advanced. The 14,500 square metre farm will grow basil, lettuce, dill, parsley and other salad crops all year round, boosting the domestic supply to supermarkets and easing the reliance on imports in the winter. With an air temperature kept at 27 degrees and around 75% humidity inside the facility, the farm can grow basil from seed to harvest in just 18 days, which is three times faster than outdoor conditions in Spain or Morocco.
The farm is completely powered from renewable energy. The head grower at Jones Food Company insists their crops produce much lower carbon emissions than air freight or trucking their crops across Europe, as well as being protected from the weather, suffering neither floods nor droughts, and few pests can penetrate the tightly controlled biosecurity of the growing shed.
The effect of climate change has been felt across the nation, as England and Wales had their warmest February on record. The average temperature in England was 7.5 degrees and 6.9 for Wales, meaning four of the UK's 10 warmest Februaries since 1884 have all come in the last 6 years. This caused parts of South Wales, the Midlands and Lincolnshire to see more than 2.5 times their normal February rainfall, devastating farmers' crops.
Plans for a hydrogen and carbon capture plant in East Yorkshire have been approved. Equinor, a Norwegian-based energy company, plan to build H2H Salt End on the Salt End Chemicals Park, expected to begin in 2026. While creating around 2,200 jobs, H2H Salt End is expected to cut the emissions from the chemicals park by up to a third, the equivalent of taking around 500,000 cars off the road. The low-carbon hydrogen plant is being described as one of the UK's key decarbonisation projects.
In addition to the hydrogen production, which will be used by companies on the park and replacing the natural gas usage, the facility will also create a carbon capture and storage site. 900,000 tonnes of CO2 are projected to be captured and sent for storage below the North Sea, aiding the UK's most carbon-intensive industrial region, the Humber, to reach net zero by 2040.
Tesco and Vauxhall have joined forces to offer all new Vauxhall electric vehicle owners a year's free charging credit at Tesco stores. Tesco has 2,700 charge points across its 619 nationwide stores. With Tesco stores found within a 10-minute drive for over 70% of the UK population, this initiative will allow greater ease and convenience for a huge number of UK-based EV drivers and aid the transition of electrifying Britain and helping UK motorists to make the switch to electric. The partnership forms part of Vauxhall's Electric Streets of Britain initiative, introduced to address the lack of on-street charging infrastructure in the UK.
The largest ever housing estate to be built in a national park wins planning permission. The Phoenix Housing Project in Lewes, East Sussex, got the green light from the South Downs National Park Authority to construct 685 super-insulated homes and workspaces on the site of a former ironworks. The Phoenix Project is an environmentally sound 7.9-hectare neighbourhood that features a canteen, a nursery, a health centre and a workshop, aimed to tackle the below-par new-build suburbs that currently dominate the industry.
The homes are set to be built from sustainable wood, reducing the residents' heating bills by 80% when compared to conventional new builds, and promises a fleet of 50 shared vehicles in order to tackle the high car ownership rates. It also incorporates upgraded flood defences along the River Ouse, and refurbishment of existing heritage buildings for community use. And moving on to this month's winners and losers. Winning this month are hedgehogs. After years of decline in British gardens caused by habitat loss and fragmentation, their numbers may finally be on the way up. In a snapshot survey, readers of the BBC Gardeners World magazine were asked to record the wildlife in their gardens and reported that hedgehog sightings were up 2 percentage points. The magazine's previous annual survey had them declining.
Biggest loser this month, Donald Trump. Following a fraud trial concluding that the former US president was liable for almost $355 million worth of penalties, the Trump Organization was found guilty for fraudulently misrepresenting their assets in order to gain more valuable loans and interest rates over the course of years. Mr. Trump was also barred from conducting business in New York for 3 years.
For professional clients only. The information contained in this podcast is for general information purposes and should not be considered a personal recommendation or specific investment advice. Please remember, the value of investments and the income arising from them may fall as well as rise and is not guaranteed. King & Shaxson Asset Management is authorised and regulated by the UK's FCA.